The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls for Scott Peterson, Deputy Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. We're talking deer hunting. Can you hear the excitement in my voice? We're talking, anything you want to talk about. Quite honestly, anything that the folks from Game and Fish can answer, bring it on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Dally, Dakota is at the Red Carpet Car Wash location, and there are three buses being filled with school supplies. School in Bismarck Mandan starts, next week, I guess, for public schools, right? Is it Monday?
1 week from today, Bismarck Mandan started yesterday, in fact.
That's right.
And Catholic schools in Bismarck started yesterday as well.
Started cranking up, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, anyway, school season is here. You can tell by that crispness in the air. It was 39 in Hazen last night. 39 degrees in Hazen. I got to tell you, that ticks me off a little bit. It looks like we're going to warm up for the weekend. So
it's your typical October 26th weather. I mean, what's your problem?
It's August. That's my problem.
Yeah, after about 5 or 6 inches of rain in the last week or so.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's raining on snow. Yeah. I mean, God, you're getting picky now.
And I love the cool weather.
I do, too, just not in August.
But not in August.
Yeah. But Pete Hannibal will be here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and John Gottfried from the Greater North Dakota Chamber, talking about North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, the coalition they put together on that later this hour. Also, Karen Olson of Shields is going to be here to talk about the Bison Block Party ahead of the Iowa State game this week. And speaking of that, can I take a moment to tell you how excited I am to be hitting the road on Friday? Yeah, sorry, Todd.
Here he goes again.
Here's the deal, folks. It's time for a road trip. It's time for a road trip. We're heading to Iowa State to see the NDSU Bison take on the Cyclones. We'll be broadcasting live Friday en route with the Bison tailgaters in one of those awesome Bison buses that is heading down there. We'll also be broadcasting live from Iowa State and the site of the big game. So it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to broadcasting live Friday and Saturday. And it's brought to you by our good friends at PetroServe USA, North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Harley-Davidson of Fargo. PetroServe USA, the folks at the Go Bison PetroServe USA Roadshow hits the road again, as well as folks from Harley-Davidson of Fargo and the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Thank them all for being fine sponsors of that wonderful event we're looking forward to. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Let's see who's waited the longest. Dale in Powers Lake, listening on 910 KCJB. You're up for Scott Peterson from North Dakota Game and Fish. Go ahead, Dale.
Hey, I got a tag this year, a buck tag, for the first time in 4 years, and I always apply with my cousin. And, like, this year, for example, I think he had 4 bonus points, and I had 2. How does that play out in the lottery? And then I'd assume once you draw a tag, you go down to 0 bonus points.
Okay, Dale. First of all, good morning, and a very good question. The way that works is that the way the system is set up is if you apply as a party, the person on the party application with the lowest number of bonus points is the number of bonus points that everybody in that party goes into the lottery with, okay? So if you have 4, 2 other people have 2, and 1 person has 0, you're all going into that lottery with 0 preference points. And so really the applying as a party is an advantage for you really only if you plan. The advantage is, okay, let's say that you want to go out and apply for a mule deer buck tag, and you're applying with 2 other people, and you've decided either we all get to hunt, or we either all want to go together and get a tag, or we just as soon stay home or hunt somewhere else. That's the advantage, or really the main logic for applying as a party. Because again, I'll just give you an example, a real life example, that my two sons and I just applied for antelope. I had 4 bonus points. They had 0. Now, I knew my chances were slim to none. And
how many total antelope tags were issued?
I think it was 250, and a certain amount of those went to gratis. And so we're all vying for, a little over 100 tags. And
I actually saw a real live antelope tag up in Kenmare.
Yeah. Well,
Kenmare.
So there again, even though I had 4 bonus points, I knew that in the lottery I had 0. Now, if you asked the question about when does it get reset to 0. It gets reset to 0 once you receive your first choice. if you put in as a whitetail buck in 3A4, a whitetail buck first choice, a whitetail doe second choice, or any antlered or any antlerless, and you get that any antlerless tag, because you did not get your first choice, you gain a bonus point. So even though you got a deer tag, you still get a bonus point for the next year. But if you had gotten your first choice, in this case, which would have been an any antlered or a whitetail buck, then you both are reset to zero, get to start over. Congratulations, though, by the way.
No kidding, Dale.
So,
yeah.
Perfect answer. Appreciate it.
Okay. I'll give you another a real life example of, I had a call not that many years ago, and it was a gentleman I knew from Harvey, and he said, "Scott, you guys are giving extra doe tags. There was doe tags left over after the first drawing." He said, for a doe tag, and he said, I didn't get one. How is that even possible? And I had to think about that for a while, and it hit me. I said, did you put in as a party for somebody who put in for a whitetail buck? He said, yeah. I said, let me guess. That person didn't get his whitetail buck tag, did he? He said, no. Again, as a party, you either all going to get drawn or you're all going to get rejected. And so keep that in mind when you're applying as a party.
Dale, thanks for the call from Powers Lake today. Nate in Central North Dakota listening on 550 K-Fire, the mothership. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I guess probably change the subject from the deer hunting a little bit, but we farm and ranch in Central North Dakota, I guess around the Goodrich area, and ourselves, and I guess I don't know any other farmers, are having a big problem with the local Canadian geese population here the last, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 years. It gets worse and worse every year, and I know they have the fall management early season that's going on right now. I was wondering if it's ever been suggested or if anybody's ever thought about having a spring season on them to kind of control them before they have that hatch and just kind of get on top of it a little bit more. You know, it's scary how fast the flock of geese can do $10,000 damage over the course of a year. I guess they're just looking for a little opinion there or some ideas. If anyone else has called and complained about it or...
Well, good morning, Nate. First of all, yeah, you're not the first one that's complained about Canada goose depredation into crops, and you're absolutely right. If you get those numbers, in unmanageable numbers, they can do a certain amount of damage. And you're not the first one that suggested. I'm sure you're not the first one that has suggested that we have a spring Canada goose season. And I may be speaking a little out of turn here, but I think one of the concerns there is that in the spring of the year, you also have these migrant Canada geese that are not local Canada geese, and we don't want to hit that population too hard. And right. I believe that's probably one of the main reasons that we don't have a spring season, but that's also why the season actually closes a little bit between early and late, and that's because, again, we're trying to target those local Canada geese specifically. But having said all that, there are programs out there that North Dakota actually has in place, and I'm going to take your number off the air, and I will get back to you with some of the specifics on that. But there are certain programs in place that can help you with your Canada goose depredation problems, and we visit with several people that say that they are effective.
We'll have you hang on, if you would, Nate. Our friend Shane Snurley will take your information. We'll get it to Scott Peterson, Deputy Director, North Dakota Game and Fish. Your questions welcome today. 800-228-0550. Get them in now. Got a couple lines open. Tom in Almont, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning
to you, Tom. Go ahead.
I have a question about property. If it's co-owned, if both the husband and wife are on the property ownership, what's the policy regarding gratis permits? Can they each get a gratis permit utilizing different segments of their property?
I believe they can, as long as you have the law states that you have to have at least 150 acres, and so as long as you both together have 300 acres, I don't see any reason why you couldn't.
Okay. And then is that for both deer and antelope and whatever?
Antelope, of course. Obviously, the requirements are the same.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Scott, or Tom, rather. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550. We only have about a minute before the break, but we've had some calls to say, why don't you ever ask the Game and Fish guys about the audit? And, you know, I don't know that we have avoided it, but obviously it was in the news and a little bit concerning and that there were missing guns and whatnot. What's the latest on the audit? What's being done to rectify it?
First of all, Scott, I think I could have gone all day without hearing about the audit. But, yeah, having said that, obviously it's gotten a certain amount of attention, and we were subject to a performance audit recently, and there were some areas that we were found to have been in deficiencies, if you will, some areas that we have to fix. And I guess the thing I want to tell everybody is that we have spent a lot of energy, a lot of focus on getting those fixed, and I think I'm pretty safe to say that 80% of them have already been fixed or are in the process of being fixed. And so we've taken the audit report very seriously, and we're getting it fixed. We are.
Sounds good. I also want to ask you about sandbars and the role the Game and Fish has in the management of sandbars and the habitat around them. We've had some calls recently specifically about the General Sibley Park sandbar, the one just south there, and some folks suggested it was Game and Fish that actually was in charge of shutting it off to vehicle traffic. I don't think that's accurate, but I want to give you a chance to address that and let folks know if you have a question on that. You certainly can ask Scott that as well. And I have one more habitat question, too, just on the deer thing before we let you go. So we'll do one more segment with our guest from the Game and Fish Department, Scott Peterson. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Thank you.
20 past the hour. We're rolling on with What's on Your Mind. Time Passages. Did you get that, Al Stewart? Name that tune. That's our bumper song right there. Time Passage.
You think I didn't know my Al Stewart?
See, my my Time Passage moment, as long as Scott Peterson is here, Deputy Director of the North Carolina Game and Fish, would be 150,000 deer tags. Time Passages. Do we think Scott, we're going to get back to that day ever? Or is it just in the rearview mirror?
No, I hope we do. I really do, because that means that we have, you know, a lot of things have to come into play there. We have to have the right habitat conditions. We have to have the right climatic conditions. And, it'd be really nice to be able to say at some point in the near future it's going to happen. But it isn't going to happen this year, obviously, and probably not next year. But
we talked about the varying factors, and there are many. Would you say habitat is the biggest impact? I mean, if you had to name one thing?
Yeah, I would. Because if you think about, you know, I started deer hunting in the late 70s, and I remember... and I grew up on a farm southeast of Jamestown. I remember having to make a decision when I applied for deer then was whether I wanted to apply for a buck tag or a doe tag, because if I applied for a buck tag and didn't get drawn, the doe tags were gone too. And we're slowly getting back to that point again. But the difference between the late 70s and, say, 2 years ago was this influx of Conservation Reserve Program acres. You know, the bottom line is the farm bill can create so much more habitat than our department can, you know, in and of itself, and it's huge for us. It really is, and so the factors are just not there right now to sustain those kinds of acreages for the CRP program. And I'd say, you know, and again, weather plays a factor. We know that. We actually play a factor in how we harvest deer in certain areas, but habitat, I think, is the key.
And in that case, I think a lot of critics, I would say, well, all this energy development, that's the reason we don't have habitat, but it's actually probably more about CRP acreage coming off, which is just the economics of farming. You know, I mean, again, farmers got to sit there and weigh that, and when input yep. costs are up and prices are down and we're going in a little bit of a down cycle here, I can see where that would be a challenge.
And a lot of those, like we kind of visited off the air a little bit, Scott, a lot of those decisions, I believe, are economic decisions, and we all have bills to pay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to point the finger in any one direction because, again, you know, like the old saying, you have to make hay while the sun shines. And
all right, let's get a couple more calls in here. About 4 minutes left with Scott Kelly on the road on 550 K-Fire. Your question for Scott Peterson from North Dakota Game and Fish.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking calls.
Sure. Good morning, Kelly.
I have another question referring to the preference points and applying as a party.
Okay.
If you all have the same preference points, do all the names go into the drawing, or is it just one name that they throw in? Or
now you're kind of getting into the weeds a little bit farther, but I believe that they take the – I believe it's just one name, Kelly, and I believe the way that works is the computer will recognize one name so that, again, either – if you have the same amount of preference points, they'll take, I don't know if it's the first person on the application, it really doesn't matter if you all have the same preference points, but they will pick one name, and I believe this is how it works, and then if you don't get drawn, nobody on that application gets drawn.
Okay, so I always thought that your chances were better if you had more names in, but obviously that's
no,
not how it works.
No, I've been told, and I'm not a statistician, I'm sure I can't articulate this to you, but I have been told by the gentleman that runs this for us that your odds are not improved if you apply as a party.
Sure. Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. Glad you're listening. Let's take a couple calls that came in off the air and play those for Scott. Go ahead and roll that first one, Chris, if you would.
Yeah, this is for Game and Fish. Does Game and Fish have any plan on trying to start to clean out some of these lakes in North Dakota that are silting in? You know, just for flood control of the fisheries itself, you know, most of them are halfway silted in, or if not worse, in a lot of places. That's all I want to know.
That's a good question, and it's a real problem. But I don't, to answer his question, his specific question, Game and Fish doesn't have any immediate plans to go out there and, you know, on a large-scale basis and start dredging and removing sediment. I'm not sure that anybody is, because it's such a huge task and it's not a very cheap process. And, you know, we have done, and or at least probably cost shared with some on smaller scale, you know, individual cases where if you're doing a dam repair or improvement, but not on a large scale. It's just, that's way beyond our scope.
Two questions left. One more from an off-air listener, from a listener listening that called in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Chris.
Yeah, several years ago I was out combining sunflowers and came across a deer carcass laying in the rows, and had pretty good pretty good size rack on it, and I didn't want to puncture a tire in a combine or anything like that, so I grabbed the head, threw it back in my pickup. Now, is it legal for me to keep that, or do I have to turn it in, or what am I supposed to do with it?
To answer the question, as of about several years ago, you're really actually not supposed to pick up the... Now, you can go out and shed hunt, and when I refer to shed or antlers, I'm talking about if they're detached from the skull plate, but technically you're not supposed to go out there and pick those up without a permit from the local district game ward. Now, having said that, if I'm a farmer and I'm about to ready to run over a deer head with it, I mean, I would have done the same thing this gentleman did, but we really don't want people throwing those in the back of the pickup and carting them around. But my suggestion to anybody is that if you do that, contact your local game warden before you do it and try to get that permit so everything is up and above board.
We want to talk sandbars today, but I understand that North Dakota Game Fish has no role in deciding whether a sandbar is closed off to vehicular traffic or not, just enforcement. Is that right?
The way that works, Scott, is that the decision to close a sandbar is not the decision of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Now, once that decision is made, and I understand that falls under the jurisdiction of the State Water Commission, once that decision is made, we actually have the responsibility of doing enforcement on those areas, but we don't make the decision to close them. If it's on a section line, I believe that would be a county decision. So we do, I mean, we are involved, but we're not the agency that makes the decision on closing sandbars.
That is the Water Commission that makes that decision.
That's my understanding.
Are you aware of this one south of Sergeant, General Sibley Park?
Well, I am now since you sent me an email a day or so ago.
Okay, right,
yeah. And I honestly can't answer specifically to this case why that one was chosen to be closed, but it was. And sometimes, actually, this time of year, I don't believe this would be a factor, but certain sandbars have been closed in the past because of endangered species. There might be piping plovers or least terns nesting on them. So, again, I can't say that's the case here. But
glad you were here today. Thanks a bunch. We didn't get to all the calls. Got a few waiting we're not going to get to. Gene and Bismarck, Brad and Burke County, and Tom and Mandan. We'll have you back, Scott, soon, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks for the time, folks.
You bet. Appreciate it. Dolly Dakota is out at Red Carpet Car Wash today filling the bus with school supplies. Dolly, what's happening?
I tell you, we have had a lot of people stopping by, dropping off money, checks, lots of school supplies, everything from, backpacks, bags full of supplies, all kinds of people helping out, helping kids in our community. We have like 400 homeless kids in the community. We serve thousands of kids. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock tonight, broadcasting 3 locations. I'm on South Washington and Expressway. Wooker is up north on Century. And Ginger G is out on the strip in Mandan. We're looking for school supplies and monetary donations to help kids start out with the basic supplies they need. It's the 18th annual Fill the Bus. We're going on until 6 o'clock tonight. It helps everybody. So if you can donate, please do.
And Dolly, you said it, but cash is king, right? You'll take cash donations too, right?
We'll take cash. We'll take cash. We'll take supplies.
Sounds good. Whatever Dolly Dakota. Thanks a bunch. The Fill the Bus campaign. It's a, 18th annual, Todd? 19th? Yeah, it's a lot of tradition there. And for a great cause. Stop by the Red Carpet Car Wash and tell them Scott and Todd sent you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay 2 nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How'd you sleep last night there, Mr. Mitchell?
Oh, on my pillow, on my, I repossessed my pillow, by the way.
Did you? Good. Okay.
Put a chain lock on that there.
You've reinstated the authority in the household.
They really should get ourpillow.com just in case, though, because sometimes they get shared. You
know? Mypillow.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the place where you can find yourself a pillow that will let you sleep as well as Todd and I have been doing. You know, MyPillow is selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And right now, they have a two-for-one deal on their original classic pillows. Savings of 50% off when you call, you ready? 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, the savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. Or go online, MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and you're going to get one heck of... Who just ate a potato chip, by the way? Is that you, Todd?
That's actually a wallet, but that sounded like a potato chip.
Yeah, it sounded like
a... We ever need that sound effect, we need your wallet.
I get a little hungry there. Anyway, 10-year warranty in this thing, it will not go flat. And they're so confident, you're going to love your pillow. There's a 60-night money-back guarantee.
It stays cool. I've never heard of a pillow that does that.
You don't toss and turn.
It's magic.
The thing is unbelievable. I don't leave home without it. I feel like Linus on you know, penis, man. He had the blanket, I have the pillow.
Is there a MyBlanket.com?
Yeah. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or 800-506-9028. Our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau are here every Tuesday talking ag. Pete Hanovit, who heads up the public policy shop for the Farm Bureau, is here. Pete, nice to see you again.
Always a pleasure to be here. I'm convicted as the potato chip person.
Yes, that's all right. Yeah.
I apologize.
Just reminded me I hadn't had lunch yet. I got to start thinking about lunch.
In the background there.
Todd's been hiding Cloverdale summer sausage in the What's On Your Mind refrigerator, and I rounded out a soda, and I found it.
Didn't take you long to find it.
No, I didn't.
Sorry, that's
not
enough for your pop over the
very good
month,
stuff.
So.
Who'd you bring with you today, Pete?
Well, I'm happy to have John Godfrey from the Chamber here today, and, you know, we've been talking about this conservation initiative, this Clean Water Parks Recreation Initiative, and I just wanted to emphasize with the general listeners that it's not about agriculture. Obviously, there are a lot of agriculture groups concerned, but I think when you hear all of the groups that are in the coalition, John is the chairman of, you'll understand that this is a deep-seated problem, and the ramifications that it means for North Dakota voters are almost unfathomable.
John, nice to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
And John wanted to facilitate a discussion about this in a North Dakota nice kind of way up there at the State Fair, and there was only one half of the folks that showed up, right?
Yeah, we figured we'd show up to where they're going to be at collecting signatures and being up there, you know, they're at the State Fair, and said, well, we'll come to you. How about we have a discussion about it in front of a group of about 100 people? And they felt they could spend their time better elsewhere.
I will say this. We have been pleased to hear that Steve Adair from Ducks Unlimited has agreed to join us. They are in favor of this amendment. Obviously, the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation are against it. But that was scheduled for tomorrow. It's been rescheduled for next week. But we look forward to that conversation. And I truly want a debate on this. I want a discussion. That's the North Dakota way, and I hope we have it between now and November. Pete mentions you got a pretty good-sized coalition, so it's not just about ag. What is it about? Who's the various groups that are part of North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation?
Well, we got about 70 different organizations that have signed up with the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation to oppose this measure. We cover just about all walks of life, business, energy, ag, education. You know, really the foundation of North Dakota is really a part of this coalition, you know, when you get down to the energy, the ag, and the education side of things. And we've all come together because we think this is a dangerous measure. You know, not only does it affect ag and business, it affects every North Dakotan. I think when you start talking about $3 million a week of taxpayer dollars coming off the rolls that could be better spent on education and infrastructure and the other needs we got going into a conservation fund, everybody should take notice. And when you add in the mandated spending piece to it, it just doesn't make sense and it's wrong for North Dakota.
Pete, we've had callers to this program that said, who can be against habitat? And how's this different than CRP? How would you answer that?
Well, I think there's a disconnect there when the talking points from the opposition say that this would be setting up a state CRP program. What people don't think about is what that means in depth. I mean, are we going to have that kind of program where we have all the bureaucrats involved that you deal with in CRP at the state level so we create that many new state jobs and all that? I think that's really a leap of faith to say that's what this is. This is about outside groups from outside of North Dakota, predominantly up and down the East Coast and a few other places in the country, getting into our back pockets as taxpayers and using that money to buy land to create their own little sanctuaries within North Dakota. And it doesn't mean there'll be more public hunting. It means there will be places that other folks own the land and rise and drive up land values in those areas.
John, they're fond of saying that the current makeup of the North Dakota Industrial Commission would not be favorable to land, right? To land purchases, to using this money for land. Is that enough confidence for you?
Well, absolutely not, because I think, you know, we don't know what it's going to look like in 4 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. And then also, when you add in that mandated spending piece, you really tie the hands of those elected officials. So, well, yeah, the Industrial Commission may be unfavorable to the land purchase things right now, but if they get a proposal put forward that says, well, here's the 75% spending that we have to do by the Constitution, the Industrial Commission then has a choice to either be in compliance with the Constitution and approve those projects or deny some of them and then end up getting sued by these very groups who are then supporting this measure. So it really puts them in a tough spot, and it really comes down to is that advisory board has the control and they're unelected, unaccountable, and frankly, by the language in the measure, they're made up of conservation activists.
Well, and if they really wanted to prevent the purchase of land, that could be clearly stated in the amendment. They don't, right, Pete?
That's correct. They had the opportunity to leave that language, you know, take care of that in the language, and it wasn't taken care of. So obviously, that's the end game. And as John alludes to, they'll end up with what we have at the federal level, where we sue and settle just to force us into purchasing land for them.
Now, this is way above my pay grade with a Montevideo High School, diploma. But I come back to Cash for Clunkers, right? What did Cash for Clunkers do? It said, we're going to buy up a bunch of used cars, we're going to destroy them, and it sent the used car market through the roof. You could not buy, a 70s, 80s model, and so people who want a cheap car all of a sudden couldn't get it, but it really, it impacted the market, right? The price of used cars skyrocketed as a result of, you know, late model used cars went through the roof. I mean, if you had the ability to do this, isn't this going to affect the price of land?
Absolutely. There's a good example coming down the pike here with the Natural Area Acquisition Advisory Committee. They're going to be ruling on a piece of land up in the Grand Forks area where the owners currently want way above the market value for that land, and yet DU wants them to buy, wants to buy that land. And this is what we're going to see all over the state, land values raised and then some of that land taken off the tax rolls. And what that's going to mean for local communities is hard to measure. That's why school boards and municipalities and mayors and elected officials are all against this thing, and we think it's a broad spectrum of North Dakotans that think this is a bad idea to put in the Constitution.
Emmanuel and Mandan wants to weigh in here, listening on 550 K Fire. You're up on What's in Your Mind, Emmanuel. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's this kind of regional chauvinism to call it outside groups and East Coasters. It's like appealing to hatreds or something on a regional level. The fact is Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited, the Deer Foundations, those are all, they have huge support here in the state, and they're not so much outsiders as national entities.
Well, I guess I'd encourage you to go look at the Secretary of State's page and see where the money's coming from. I mean, we're not making it up. It's 96% is coming from people outside of North Dakota, whether it's the groups or individuals who I'd frankly bet that they've never even been to North Dakota or could point it out on a map. So it really comes down to this is an ideological argument that is coming from the East Coast. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You can try to split hairs here, but I guess I'll look at our coalition. We've got tax-paying North Dakotans who employ people in North Dakota who pay wages. I guess that to me is more of a North Dakota value rather than having somebody come in looking for, frankly, a jackpot win of money.
What about his point of the state chauvinism there?
Well, having local chapters of national organizations, I mean, I'm a member of several conservation groups, and obviously I've been in statewide or local chapters of those groups. That doesn't mean that this money isn't coming from the national groups that are outside of the state. Local chapters of whatever organization do wonderful things, obviously, but that doesn't mean that that's what this is driven by. This is driven by the intent of the national organizations in a lot of ways, and many of those groups are anti-hunting groups.
Manuel, anything else you'd like to ask these two?
I don't see how they're anti-hunting when they are explicitly hunting.
Well, would you like to look at the the things that the Audubon Society stands for, the things that the Nature Conservancy in many areas stand for? There are groups, obviously, that are pro-hunting groups involved, whether it's DU or Pheasants. But you look at all the other groups, and there are a number of those groups that would not walk across the street to protect hunting in North Dakota.
Appreciate the call. Email question for you, John, says, what would the effect of this measure, if passed, be on state spending?
Well, on state spending, I mean, I think what you'd be taking off $300 million the first biennium that we've had. So what we've looked at, and we've been looking through the legislative session, as we look at education funding, we've got, schools just starting, we've got kids are increase enrollment across our state. We're going to need more funding for education and that stuff. And then also we've got infrastructure needs that are frankly haven't been fully addressed yet. And we need, it takes time to address those needs. So really it puts some of these legislators in a tough position on what priorities to fund. And a $300 million hit to the state budget is massive. And I think that needs to be noted.
And that's why the flyer that's rolling around just says, look, that's 400 schools, that's 282 hospitals, that's 960 miles of four lane highway. That's 88,000 law enforcement officers. You're just doing the math and what the simple, that percentage of would skim off the top of the tax, right?
Well, and I think you look at any one of those needs, either at school, health and human services, safety, infrastructure, any one of those groups, I don't think we can agree that they've been fully funded yet or that we can be done funding them. We got great growth across our state. With this great boom comes growth, and we need to spend money to address that growth and get ourselves back up to a place of comfort.
North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation will continue the conversation. Our thanks to the North Dakota Farm Bureau for joining us Tuesdays on Ag Day. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
And by the way, speaking of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, if you go to ndfb.org, that's the website, ndfb.org, you're going to find right at the top right-hand corner, events, December 7th, New York City holiday. And I mentioned this earlier, I've been asked by the folks in the Farm Bureau to join this tour of New York City. And, I'll come along, I'll tough it out. And,
I love how every head in the room shakes before mine even starts to shake.
Yeah, round-trip airfare, six meals, professional tour director. They take care of everything, all the great sightseeing, the baggage handling, the hotel transfers at a swanky hotel, Belvedere Hotel, four nights, first class there. And my favorite part, the Rockettes Holiday Show. Christmas in New York City is just flat-out magical. It's spectacular. So this is a great deal. It's $2,675 per person. person for everything. I mean, it's absolutely everything included. I mean, the meals, the airfare, the tours, the work. So you're going to really see it all. My wife Marie and I would love to have you come along. And who is it that emailed you, Todd, that said, where do I find it? I can't find it on the website. NDFB.org. Somebody said, I'm trying to find it. But if you go to NDFB.org, click the events tab, or go over right on the front page, right on the right-hand side. New York City is right on the top there. Love to have you along. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get Meat Taffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We get the answer thanks to the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tom and Vronis thinking about what a lot of growers are thinking about these days, and that's getting product to market and the rail car issue. Tom, what's on your mind?
In recent weeks, there's been a lot of discussion about the delays in the shipments of ag commodities by rail. There are many factors which have contributed to these delays, one of which is record production of crops in 2013, and the projection for this year is for another big crop. Since farmers are getting better every year crop production, it is time we concentrate on in-state utilization of these crops. One of the best solutions for alleviating the rail issue would be to increase the number of cattle, hogs, dairy, and poultry fed in our state. By doing this, we would reduce the need to ship our grain out of state and at the same time expand agricultural revenues in North Dakota.
Interesting approach. Kind of a proactive approach, I might add, too. Tom, thanks for telling us what's in your mind, and I hope it prompts a little bit of a discussion. You can find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers by going to ndfb.org, ndfb.org. You ready to talk some Bison football?
Yeah.
Sioux fans are fired up because they have a Thursday night game in California, and the Bison fans Friday are headed for Iowa State, the Cyclones. Big, big game. And our friends at Shields, have a Bison block party planned. So if you're not headed to Iowa State, you can still take part in the fun. Karen Olson is here. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Tell me about the Bison block party.
Well, it's Thursday night, and we designed that so that if people are, you know, getting ready to leave town on Friday for that game, they can still hit our party and kind of kick off the weekend in style with the Bison Block Party. The Front Fenders, they play a concert in our parking lot. We have free hot dogs and Pepsi to Bison fans, and we're also going to bring in Corso, the live Bison mascot, so that people can meet him, get up close and personal. They saw him on TV at ESPN's game day, but maybe they haven't seen him up close, so we're going to give fans the opportunity to see him, too.
What a neat deal. Now, which location in Shields will this take place at?
It's going to be on the 45th Street store, 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And then Coach Kleiman is actually going to speak to everyone at about 6:45. So that's always the highlight of the night when we have our block party is when the head football coach gets the chance to speak to everyone.
Now, I think we have the perfect idea here. And folks, obviously, in and around Fargo-Moorhead, that'll be easy. And Shields All Sports is your biggest store in North Dakota on 45th Street there in Fargo across from West Acres, wouldn't it be?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yep.
I know I got a new monster up there in Grand Forks as well, but that Fargo store with the Ferris wheel and everything is spectacular. So folks that are in the western or central part of North Dakota, they're heading west Thursday night, taking the Bison Block Party, and, it's a little quasi-pep rally, and then this Friday keep on rolling down the road to Iowa State. That's a good plan.
Yeah, it seems this is the eighth year that we've done it, and it seems to work well just with having it right before that first road game or the first home game, depending on when the season opens. And it is a general kickoff just to the entire school year and seems to be a good exclamation point at the beginning of the season and gets fans really excited. So we're really excited.
We appreciate that very much. And you probably have lots of merchandise out there, sort of like the Crazy Days sale, right? Just the old-time Crazy Days on Main Street there in the parking lot?
Well, we're getting brand new stuff every day this week in preparation of that big game on Saturday morning. And so the best selection of stuff will definitely be out and ready to go by Thursday night.
All right, looking forward to it, and we will see you there. Thanks for updating us on it, Karen. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you bet.
Bison Block Party, 45th Street, Fargo, across from West Acres at Shields. And we appreciate the good sponsorship of our friends at Shields. Darlene is mad at me, but I don't know why, Todd. I got an email that says, K-Fire Scott, you were very rude on the phone. I wanted to find the wildlife number from their wildlife guest to ask about someone killing the darn beavers who've killed 6 or 7 of the 100-year-old trees that are now close to the water. Mm. They were part of the Carl Thompson original homestead. I only have 3 left, and the beavers are now chewing them. Had chains draped around the base, and the bigger beavers now are starting out with the trees higher than the chains.
Yow.
Scott dissed me and said we were talking about deer licenses, and so I didn't get a chance to talk. Well, I don't think Darlene, I think she's mad at Shane Snerdly. Because Darlene did not talk about beavers on the radio.
You may need to suspend that last name, Snerdly, for a while.
Shane, are you getting a little testy, or what's going on there, buddy?
Hey, wow, I doubt
it. Didn't think so, but
we also had a question on the conservation measure that came in. Our guests are gone, but you can enroll that, Chris, if you want to, from a few moments ago.
Hi. When you vote on this conservation thing on the ballot, it's always confusing. So if you don't want this to happen, it's going to be a yes or a no. Thank you for that. If you can answer it.
Very good point. Well, I think if you don't want it to happen, you are no on the amendment. So, to answer your question, appreciate the call. Hey, I want to thank our good friends from High Plains Apache. You know, the folks in High Plains have one focus, it's sprayers. They pride themselves with product expertise, customer satisfaction. And by the way, right now they have a number of used pull-type sprayers on hand. They want to move them. So the price right, 1,000 to 1,500 gallon capacity, the big 90-foot booms on them. They also have a few used Apache sprayers. Take a look at them on the website, highplainsapache.com. Don't forget they have that ET Egg Center now. Your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Stop in today, High Plains Apache Mandan. Maybe you're lunching in Bonanza today there, and then, you know, you walk out of the Bonanza off Main there, and you can see right across, you see, oh, there it is. There's High Plains Apache. How about that? And tell them Scott and Todd sent you. They're also in Fargo, actually in Frontier, south of Fargo by the Walmart there on the 52nd exit, I-29. So check that out, too. Also want to thank our good friends from PetroServe USA. I'm heading out, Todd. I'm out of here. I'm Watford City bound.
Woo-hoo!
For Energy Matters later today on 550 K-Fire from 3 until 5 and also on KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. And I'm filling up at PetroServe USA in the shadow of the Capitol, connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And our Go Bison PetroServe USA Roadshow sponsors, we head to Iowa State. Can't wait on Friday.
And then New York City. Where do I get to go?
Amen.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic, personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too, a great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.